Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modena. Well, welcome to it. Lots coming up on the show. Well, you know what's happening in the city of Tshwane. Lots of moving parts. We'll be speaking to the mayor of Tshwane in a short while. But before we do that, we also have Action SA's leader, Herman Mashaba, who's in studio with us. Good evening and welcome, Dr. Mashaba.
Good evening, Pimelo, and good evening to Kaya.
It's Kaya. Welcome home.
Absolute pleasure to be here and more especially to be in the studio.
Thank you. So you had a Senate meeting and some discussions were had, and this is on the back of some of the work you did with your colleagues on the ground. I believe you went and did a bit of a walkabout in many cities within the Tshwane area, just to look at what is happening. You say specifically your constituencies, your Harankuas, your Hammanskraals, those kinds of places, the townships, so to speak. And you found that you were not happy with service delivery.
Well, I think, Pamela, it wasn't really something that it really came as a surprise. What we wanted when we actually discovered the plot of ANC approaching DA approaching ANC to work with them in the three metros of Gauteng, that is Tshwane, Johannesburg and Ekurhuleni. When I learned about this, that's when I saw danger that, my goodness, we thought we're working with partners who are committed in working with us. As much as we've had problems since 2021, we thought maybe, you know, some sense will prevail. But then all of a sudden, here these people go behind our back to go and speak to the ANC to remove us from Tshwane. And that's when, at the same time, I was lucky because as Action SA, we are lucky in the sense that Gauteng ANC rejected the proposal of working with the DA. And by that time, I had already caught wind of this. And when ANC then approached us to say, Herman, can we talk? And I invited them to my house. We discussed and I said, guys, I'm aware of your discussion with the DA. I've really had taken this abuse for a long time. My body can't take this any longer. I think it's time for me to move on. If you guys are prepared to talk, I'm prepared to talk. But one thing that you must understand is ANC. You know my relationship with the ANC from the 80s. And why I got angry with you guys with the corruption and failing our people. And that's why I ended up getting involved in politics and getting involved through the DA. And now, all of a sudden, here's the DA that it's another kettle of fish. It's another 1948 National Party, not interested in redress and social justice. So I said, I can't really walk away from this. Can we talk? And that's where we then conceived the idea of putting us into the legislature. I said, I don't want to co-govern with you, but I'm happy to hold the legislature in Johannesburg and Ekurhuleni. And Tshwane, please, can you guys assist me? Because 18 months ago, the DA spoiled their votes when an Action SA speaker was supposed to be elected. Mm-hmm. And ever since, DA was never interested in assisting us in ensuring that Action SA must have its speaker. So I then said, just help me to get the speaker. But then all of a sudden, the way DA came out gun blazing, as if Tshwane is their God-given right. It's like someone has actually walked too much or whatever. And I felt, my goodness, these people don't really have the right. After doing what they did, they're the ones who triggered our reaction. They went on in such an insult and went for me personally, including the mayor himself. That's when I said to the ANC, guys, let us talk. Actually, what we do is I'm happy to actually support the removal of this mayor and the DA so that we can teach them a lesson that we live in a constitutional democracy, which we attained in 1994 with the constitution in 1996. There's no one who's got a right to be in government. If you want to be in government, go out there and get your votes. they'll never get my votes any longer. However, when I discussed it with my colleagues in Senate, I said, let's run a review so that by the time we take a decision, we have an informed decision as to why we're walking away. So the last 3 weeks, we conducted our review, which was presented to us on Thursday, Friday, whole day. We had a Senate meeting. Saturday in Saulsville, in Pretoria, that's when I announced to our constituencies and our supporters that come the 26th of September, Action SA's support for the coalition in Tshwane is water under the bridge.
So clearly we've all been watching the tension between yourselves and the DA, especially in Tshwane. So we've watched this in Gauteng. You say, and we thought actually, that when they gave you the position of deputy mayor, you had you were smoking a peace pipe there. Mm. Were we wrong in reading?
No, absolutely. You were not. I don't know. Maybe I was naive, or I really believed in the future of my country. I did not have an option at the time. Remember, ANC before the 29th of May was very arrogant, also very arrogant. They never thought they would lose power. They put in the wrong people in jobs and continued with our corruption. So what option did I have? And I thought perhaps some sense will knock into the heads of DA leadership. Unfortunately, they got worse than the ANC. Mm. And this unfortunately left me with no option than to talk to the ANC. But one thing that, Pamelo, and I want your listeners to understand that, yes, we will start the negotiations with the ANC if they want to. Mm-hmm. I do not want to really get into the details with them about the type of government you must form in Tshwane. But it'll have very strict conditions because there's just no way that I'll get involved in any arrangement which will involve corruption, which is not going to be service driven. I mean, more especially the poor communities, which ANC has ignored over time. But if I look at the service delivery since 2016 when DA took over, mm-hmm. basically the services in the black townships were literally non-existent. And we'll try. If we succeed to get ANC that we form a government together, we will announce. If we fail, we are happy as Action SA to be on the opposition benches.
Just help me here with the chronological order. Your realization that there are murmurs about discussions between the DA and the ANC, that they are talking behind your back. This is on the back of, I just want to go back a little bit, on the back of after the elections, multi-party charter, they collapse it.
That's right.
Right? Mm. Then there is a formation of the National GNU.
That's right.
Which you're obviously not a part of. Mm-hmm. And you're saying the talks about whatever it is that they're planning to do were subsequent to the formation.
To the collapse of the provincial structure. Gotcha. When Panyaza couldn't take the abuse any longer, they then went to National.
Yes.
To say to National, help us get the Gauteng, your Gauteng structures to toe the line. We will also support you to take over the three municipalities, mm-hmm. including Tshwane, and we'll get rid of Action SA. Mm. So I got wind of this.
Okay. How has the working relations between the deputy mayor and the mayor of Tshwane been?
Well, I think under circumstances, I think NACP really tried. And this guy, please go into his social media platforms and go in history. He's one of those South DA officials who actually hate Action SA with the passion. He hates, please go into look at his history of his hatred for Action SA before we elected him as a mayor. We elected him as a mayor knowing very well that this is the man after the formation of Action SA was one of those officials deployed by the DA to destroy Action SA. But when they suggested him to us, we said, look, we don't want to prescribe to our partners who they must have as officials. So I think Brink is definitely his hatred for Action SA is in his DNA is so deep. But look, that for us, it's neither nor here or there, because at the end of the day, the 26th of September, in two weeks' time, the ANC has already submitted a motion, and we just want to obviously officially want the DA to know that the support of Action SA is not going to be there.
In the city of Johannesburg, you don't have a formal relationship with the ANC. It will be issue by issue. That's how.
Yes, absolutely. If we do conclude an agreement in Tshwane, it's not going to be in writing. We've got the laws of this country to govern. We will have to work together on an issue by issue basis, but with a commitment that no one must protect or defend the corruption, regardless of the source, whether it's an Action SA person or ANC or whoever it's in our relationship. We cannot tolerate corruption. If they commit to that, they commit in ensuring that we provide services to all communities, townships, suburbs, informal settlements, villages. Services must be provided to those communities.
Has the ANC in Gauteng committed to staying with this relationship and keeping to their word in relation to your support for them and then moving ahead with this motion of no confidence?
Look, unfortunately, when I left for overseas just over 3 weeks ago, I said to the ANC, please, let's not get involved in the details of the negotiations. Allow us as Action SA to run this review process. On my return, the report will be ready. I'll call Senate to get the mandate, and that's exactly what I did. I got back from the US last Wednesday. Thursday the report was ready. Friday I had Senate meeting. Saturday that's when I announced. So now I'm waiting for the ANC. I believe they're still busy with their own internal review processes or whatever. So it's up to them. If they don't come back, because I believe the DA is doing everything in their power to get the ANC to work with them. If they work with the DA, they're most welcome. Action SA is happy to be on the opposition benches.
From what we were told, the ANC in Gauteng had been given permission to go ahead and do what it needs to do within Gauteng. Mm. Did they give you that surety that they've been given by National the go-ahead to configure all these metros how they see fit?
Absolutely. That has been brought to my attention. Obviously, the challenge now, I can't say it's a challenge. It is obviously the next step is for me and the ANC to sit down and really work out the dynamics of the structure of government that we must form in Tshwane.
Is your deputy mayor going to resign?
Why must she resign? She was elected by council, and she will remain in this office until the 26th of September.
Mm, until the motion of no confidence obviously comes through.
Absolutely.
What did you find when you went on those oversight visits?
Firstly, the state of the finances of the city of Tshwane. Obviously, we knew this.
Yes.
The city of Tshwane, actually, I said to Senate on Friday in my opening remarks while we were going through the report. You know, you look at the finances of the city of Tshwane. If it was a business and we were directors of that business, we would call for a liquidation of that business, because there was no way anyone would actually ever fund. But unfortunately, we're dealing with a country, we're dealing with a city. You can't liquidate a city. You've got to find a way to turn it around, and that's what we're going to do. So the finances are in bad shape.
Mm.
Is the situation tenable? I believe it is. It requires time. We had already started this process. If I look at AG's report from 2016 up to now, the only turnaround happened now in 2022 when Action SA was there. Slight improvement, but the situation, the financial situation is dire. Just Eskom alone, I mean, the city owes them up to something like over 60 billion rands. You know, the situation is dire. Secondly, in terms of their service delivery records, honestly appalling, more especially in the townships. As you are aware, I come from Amanskraal, Temba, and I look at on Ramosi, that village. I look at service levels. I've got family in Atrichville, in Mamelodi, Harangua, that's where I started Black Lock Me in 1985. I look at those areas today. Unfortunately, there were literally non-existent service delivery. Those are some things that we've uncovered. And we said to ourselves, but the last 2 weeks when I was overseas, when DA unleashed this campaign, hailing Brink as one of the best mayors the world has ever seen, but the numbers don't really lie. And we thought we were going to work with them to really turn this ship around. But all of a sudden, then they go behind our back to go and talk to the ANC. That's when we said, enough, it's enough.
Had you ever confronted the DA in relation to how you feel they are not delivering in townships?
Well, I'm sure you're aware regarding the issue of people of Amanskraal that cost us a lot of money to really fight that matter. People of Mamelodi with the flood victims. I mean, we are on record dealing with this issue. Look, when we put the DA in power in 2021, after the 2021 local government elections, remember we voted them into power without their permission. Without their permission, we voted them into power.
And
the mayor who took over then was one of the most arrogant. He was governing like he had a 2/3 majority. That's why we had to call for his resignation. And then, obviously, eventually we succeeded. I mean, the first, year or so, really battling with this arrogant man who was running the city as if DA has got a 2/3 majority. Eventually, on his resignation, they then brought the current one, Celia Brink. One thing, we made it really very clear. He knew by then that Action SA will hold him accountable. But I think one thing that DA made a mistake because of their knowledge, what they thought they knew, that Mashaba is so heartful with the DA, the ANC, that he'll never ever consider. So we can do what we please with him. We are just washed, and unfortunately, they push me further than what my body and my spirit can take. So that's why they surprised. They don't believe what happened on Saturday because they thought their propaganda machine, deceit, lies, dishonesty, the last 2 weeks will assist them. Unfortunately, I just came back 2 days later, made the announcement, an announcement that is not negotiable, and very clear that they must never rely on our support. Our support is what under the bridge.
Are you confident that your constituency agrees with you?
Absolutely, I think we've done our work. People who don't agree with us, obviously, are DA boards. Those that actually believe that DA can govern. And I find it really very strange. And I ask all these people who are saying DA can govern, why must we remove this mayor? Tell me, Pamelo, you remember a few, 2 years ago when DA collapsed the city of Johannesburg under Mpo Phalatse, who was doing a much better job running a much better city than this, where we had the majority PA wanting to work with us. I find it really quite bizarre and weird. Why all of a sudden there's this superstar called Brink to save South Africa, not only Tswane. But they failed to support Mpo Phalatse. When we were there, PA prepared to support us. Action SA prepared to give. We voted them in, only gave us 3 MMC positions. But because we wanted proper governance, we wanted stable government, we said, please take 2 of our positions, give them to the PA so that we can remove ANC and EFF. No, unfortunately, DA said no. But here is it in Tswane, someone who's just taken over, someone who hates the Action SA. All of a sudden, it's like Herman Mashaba is the biggest traitor in South Africa. But they'll have to learn to live with us.
We'll have to wait and see what happens on the 26th. Thank you so much, Mr. Mashaba, for making time for us. He is the Action SA president. And in a short while, I'll be speaking to Celia Brink, the mayor of Tswane. Listening into my conversation with Herman Mashaba, Isaliah's Brink, Mayor of Tshwane, who's on the line with us this evening. Thanks so much for making time for us, Mayor. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Great pleasure to be with you.
Well, you may have, obviously, you know that the Herman Mashaba's Action SA had a Senate, and he made an announcement that they will not be supporting you when it comes to this motion of no confidence that's sponsored by the ANC. Your sentiments about that, you and I have spoken about this before. Were you surprised by this announcement?
Well, I wasn't surprised by the confirmation, because Herman Mashaba, before any Senate or party structure of Action SA, had actually sat to consider the matter. Herman Mashaba had declared that he would bring down the multi-party coalition and that he explicitly would prefer the EFF to the DA as a coalition partner. So in a political party that's never had an elective congress where everyone is appointed by the political boss, it's not quite a surprise if those structures come back and they say they agree with him. It is, however, disappointing, given that we did have a coalition agreement in Tshwane. We did have a majority. We did have a program of action. We had resolved all of the disputes that had arisen between the parties since 2021. I'm on record as saying I've got an excellent working relationship with Deputy Mayor Nasipi Moya. And, of course, we created that deputy mayorship position for Action SA in terms of our coalition agreement, exactly so that we can have a better power sharing within the coalition. Mm. There was really no indication in June or July, when the coalition faced our first motion of no confidence, that Action SA would do what they're currently doing. In fact, at that point, Action SA released their own statement characterizing the motion of no confidence as opportunistic, listing the progress which the coalition had made, acting against a misspending of public money, the financial recovery achieved by the city, progress made with Hammanskraal Water, and taking credit for those achievements like a coalition partner is expected to do. Mm. And only a few days later, Mr. Mashaba started attacking the coalition and indicating his intent to break. So incredibly disappointing, very, very dishonest conduct on their side. And this leaves us in a difficult position in Tshwane.
Mr. Mashaba says that he believes there were discussions happening just after the national government of national unity was formed. There were discussions happening amongst yourselves as the DA with the ANC, to actually collaborate in Gauteng. And that's when he thought, as the DA, you are not being honest. When do you feel, as the DA, or at least yourself as the mayor, did you feel the shift in Action SA?
So let's talk about the government of national unity. It was a difficult decision for the DA because we were part of the multi-party charter. Mm. Unfortunately, the multi-party charter did not achieve a majority anywhere, not in Gauteng and certainly not at national level. And as a party, at that point, we had to decide, do we stay out of a government of national unity and allow the EFF and MK potentially to fill that gap? Parties that have aligned themselves against the constitution, that are committed essentially to state capture, or do we make the difficult decision, fill the gap and see what change we can make? That was a decision made in the best interest of the country, but it did not affect the Tshwane multi-party coalition. Even if we had succeeded in forming a unity government in Gauteng, mm-hmm. that did not affect the multi-party coalition in Tshwane, because the difference in Tshwane is that between the DA, Action SA, the Freedom Front Plus, the IFP and the ACDP, we in fact have a majority of the seats in the council. We don't need to approach the ANC to form a unity government. If we had just stuck together and implemented our program of action, we would have been fine. Now, when Mr. Mashaba says that, oh no, the DA approached the ANC first, he's simply not being truthful. There were attempts to form a government of provincial unity in Gauteng. Those attempts failed. The metros were never part of any deal between the DA between the DA and the ANC, or forming part of the government of national unity. It is, in fact, Mr. Mashaba that struck a deal with the ANC in Johannesburg. At that point, I reached out to the deputy mayor, Nasipi Moya. I said to her, will this deal between your party and the ANC affect us in Tshwane? At that point, she said to me, no, it doesn't affect it. But in fact, it would seem that that was the start of what Mr. Mashaba is currently doing in Tshwane.
So just then explain to me, when you say there were attempts to form a government of provincial unity and it failed, it seems to me like you're saying the same thing as what he's saying.
Well, a government of provincial unity would have had no bearing on Tshwane, because that government would have been in the Gauteng provincial legislature. Mm-hmm. It's got nothing to do with Tshwane. So,
and then just so that I can understand, Mayor, just so in that discussion, you did not include the metros. It was just a provincial. Okay.
Explicitly not include the metro. In fact, let me say this. Mm-hmm. When the DA approached the ANC for a stability pact, in other words, don't bring a motion of no confidence in Tshwane, and we might decide not to bring a motion of no confidence in places where the ANC of mayors, the intent of that was to preserve the existing coalition government. It was after Mr. Mashaba had started attacks on the coalition in Tshwane, after he had declared his intention to bring the coalition to a fall. So when he makes these allegations, they're just disingenuous. He's not speaking the truth. He has made a decision, and after the fact, he's now coming up with stories. Those stories have changed as Action SA has grown more and more confused. But the fact of the matter is that it is him who is breaking this coalition, not us. And I'm not speaking just here on behalf of the DA. All of the other coalition partners in Tshwane tried to reach out to Action SA, wrote letters. I reached out to the person whom Mr. Mashaba had delegated to manage coalitions, Michael Beaumont, the national chairperson. He never honored his proposal to meet with me. Until the very last, we made every single attempt to find out what it is that we can do or stop doing to keep Action SA in the coalition, and they simply rejected it. They threw it back in our face, and it's absolutely clear that they made this decision. It's got nothing to do with the city of Tshwane, with the interests of the residents, with the future of the city. It's the political calculations of Action SA, and unfortunately, they've now placed the city in a very difficult position. They've jeopardized the future of our coalition and what we've achieved together.
Can you honestly say that your relationship with Action SA has been easy? I mean, we've obviously been watching, and it's obviously been quite tense for some time. And, you know, every now and then we see how you smoke a peace pipe, and your appointment, as you said rightfully, that you made the appointment of the deputy mayor. For us, it looked like it was a peace pipe, but the tension seemed to be there for a while. In your view, you didn't think that there was going to ever be a moment like this, or you thought things were good?
So there were three big disputes that arose between Action SA and the coalition partners since 2021. Mm. The one was on energy independence. The second one was on insourcing. Mm. The third one was on delegations to the city manager about dealing with rental agreements. Mm. On each one of those disputes, we were able to resolve the dispute, to take a joint position, to formulate policy, and Action SA had a crucial role in that. I mentioned the deputy mayor position because that was part of the original coalition agreement, and until I became mayor 17 months ago, there was unfortunately very little movement on giving Action SA that enhanced position at the decision-making table. So absolutely no. I'm not saying it was a honeymoon. I'm not saying it was easy. Mm. I am saying that we were able to address the issues, and I am on record as saying that I've got an excellent working relationship with Nasipi Moya, who I've known since she was with the DA, who has got a professional approach to the job, and whose style complements my style. Mm. So you know, you can look at coalitions that have gone badly wrong. So, for instance, Nelson Mandela Bay, when Trollope was the mayor and Bobane from the UDM was the deputy mayor, there was an absolute power struggle, a clash of personalities, people who despised each other, which made the continued relationship of that coalition government circa 2018 untenable. That never happened in Tshwane. It is Mr. Mashaba who decided that the coalition was over. He did so without consulting the local leadership in Action SA. He did so without securing an alternative deal with the ANC and the EFF. And now he's left his party in confusion, trying to explain after the fact why they've done this, and with no clear plan for the future for the city.
Are you discussing all of this with National? Is the National DA discussing this with the National ANC at the moment?
So as I mentioned, the moment Mr. Mashaba started launching his attacks on the coalition, the DA's approach to the national leadership of the ANC was, let us consider a stability agreement. In other words, let's not bring motions of no confidence against each other in particular places. That discussion between the national leadership of the DA and the ANC have not advanced beyond a point where the ANC comes with a counter proposal or whatever it is that they regard as the way forward. Now, I'm not involved with those negotiations. It is the policy of the DA not to involve locals directly, although I've given advice to the national leadership. As you can imagine, our attempt was to keep the current coalition in place up until the point where Action SA made it clear that they're no longer interested. And I'm awaiting feedback from my national leadership. But our objective is to avoid a situation where the progress that we have made is wiped out. And especially where a party like the EFF, which is completely against the constitutional order, assumes the balance of power in Tshwane's government.
The notion that you as the current government in Tshwane are neglecting the townships, and you've heard this before, it's not the first time, but this is now someone, a party that is co-governing with you in the city that says that and reiterates that. They're saying even their own oversight walkabout in the past 2 weeks confirmed that. How do you respond to that?
So if, like Action SA, you've got a seat at the decision-making table, you've got the deputy mayor, you are in control of key portfolios such as economic and social development and city planning, you've got oversight powers in townships such as Mabopane, Winterveld, Garankuwa, Shoshanguve, Hammanskraal, which is in fact the case with Action SA, you don't say that the government has failed. What you do is you take the issue to the decision-making table and you say, Mr. Mayor, unless you change this policy, unless you include this in the budget, unless you reverse that decision, unless you desist from doing the following, we will withdraw from the coalition. In other words, you use your power as a coalition partner to show your partners how things can be made better for the people in the townships. Action SA has not done that. They are using this as an explanation after they've decided to abandon the coalition. And that really makes for a very unreliable and untrustworthy coalition partner. But let's actually talk about issues in the township. Mm-hmm. Let's take the issue of Hammanskraal water. For the first time in decades, we've got a credible plan on the table to deliver clean, potable water in the taps of the people of Hammanskraal. The city of Tshwane cannot take credit for that by ourselves because we've taken hands with national government. We're spending the maximum allocation that we possibly can to revamp the Rooiwal wastewater treatment plant, but that's not enough. It's not quick enough. And that's why national government, as part of this agreement, has put hundreds of millions of rands into upgrading the treatment plant at Klipdrift on Makhali's water side. And the people of Hammanskraal will be getting clean water in their taps in the following few months in four phases. And that shows you where the money went, where the priority went, where the attention went. We care deeply about the vulnerable, the neglected. We understand that apartheid has left us with a legacy of inequality. We understand that when illegal immigrants stream into this country, it is township residents who are under most pressure. We understand that when there are land grabs, that it happens most acutely in the townships. And that's the focus of our government. And if actually they really cared about that, they would use the power they already have instead of bringing a government to a fall and then imagining that placing the EFF at a center of power will somehow improve the situation. It won't.
I really appreciate your time. Mayor of Tshwane, Celius Brink on the line with me, just off on the back of my conversation with Herman Mashaba there, who say that they have informed and they had a conversation at their Senate over the weekend and they made a decision that they're not going to be supporting the DA going forward. There is going to be a motion of no confidence that the ANC is sponsoring. This is going to be in the next week or so. And that announcement coming from Herman Mashaba saying they've decided that they are now walking away from this relationship with the DA. So we'll obviously keep an eye on the story. And the 26th is around the corner, so we'll wait and see.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.